In order. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's take the roll call.
Carol Peck. Oh, wait, Don, do you go first? Carol Peck.
Don Cape.
Kimberly Burton. Allison Bonanno. Jennifer D'Amico, Commissioner Miller's office.
Brady Bernhardt, Comprehensive Planning.
Michael Dooling, Comprehensive Planning.
Thank you. Record show Chris Darling is absent. Public comment? None. Approval of the August 8, 2023 minutes.
I make a motion to approve the August 8, 2023 minutes.
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of the agenda for the September 12th. Open, combine, delete any items for possible action.
I will also make a motion to approve the agenda for September 12th.
Aye.
You?
Aye.
Just to reiterate, I skipped this part. Public comment is a period devoted for comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Your comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of presentations to be done by the chair portion of the board or council by majority vote. Again, comments are limited to 3 minutes, so if you would please collect your thoughts so you can get all of the points you want to make across during that time frame. Informational items, any announcements from the county? No. Move on to the agenda. Item number one, UC 2307-0374, William Miller, William Scott, and Misty Michelle for use permits for the following. One, to allow an accessory structure with detached carport, which is not architecturally compatible with the principal building and waive development applicable design standards. The waiver of development standards for the following: reduce setbacks, and two, reduce building separation in conjunction with the existing single family residence on 0.5 acres in RMP 1 zone, generally located in northwest corner of Lone Mountain and Grand Canyon Drive. And I believe staff is recommending not. Is the applicant here? Seeing no applicant. Comments for the board before we open up the public hearing?
Now, what is the date that it's going to, where is it going to be?
Planning Commission.
October 3rd. So, I just say we vote.
Let's open it up for public comment. Anyone here from the public wishing to speak on this item, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. The applicant is not present, so we won't have a presentation. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the board.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion for UC 2307-4, Miller, William Scott, and Misty Michelle, use permits and waiver of development standards, to deny.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number two on the agenda, WS 230495, Hernandez Pablo et al. And Hernandez Francisco, waiver of development standards to reduce the net lot size in conjunction with a minor subdivision on 2 acres in an RERNP1 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Riley Street and Lone Mountain, within Lone Mountain. And again, I believe staff's report is also recommending denial.
Turner with Bachman and Turner, representing the applicant, 1210 Henson Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102. Last name spelled Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. What we're asking for here tonight is the reduction in lot size for one lot within a four-lot parcel map. It's due to the fact that we've got multiple easements that run across this lot. We're basically asking for a 2% reduction on the one lot. Lone Mountain is a 100-foot right-of-way that's taken off of this parcel, in addition to the Corner Street Riley, which also takes off of the overall parcel as well. So we're more than 20,000 square feet, we're over 22,000 square feet gross size, but due to the easements, we're down to just shy of the 18,000. It's on this lot here within the parcel map.
So
there's an easement along here.
Don't you get credit for the easements on your calculation?
Pardon?
Don't you get credits for the easements in your calculation?
No. Not on that side, no.
Because it's
they take the easements off of the lot size.
It should be a gross square footage, no?
Well, we have gross and then net. Net takes easements out.
And net is what I'm thinking.
So that's the net out of power. That's the overhead power line.
Yeah, there's power line, and then you got the county easement that goes around the cul-de-sac as well. So
what about a reduction in the cul-de-sac, the width of the cul-de-sac?
Some people have been taking that down to 39 feet to 40, which gets their
get your lot size where it needs to be.
It will probably be just shy of it even then, but very, very close. Like I say, the gross size is 22,631, and the net size is 17,580, so we're 400 square feet short. All these easements fall within, you know, they don't fall within the building area, so they won't impact the building. It's actually a very good size lot.
So just to reiterate for the board and this audience, the rub with meeting the interlocal agreement for the minimum lot size, which is net of easements and dedications, for sure, is the overhead power line that goes along the northern boundary of the property is netting out, and that's 10 foot either side?
No, it's just this easement here and then the easement utility easement that goes around the cul-de-sac.
The power easement is the 10 foot either side, so you're 10 foot on either side?
It's 5 foot on our side, 5 foot on the other side.
Okay.
So yeah, this easement here is a 5 foot wide easement, this one here is also a 5 foot wide easement.
So you need the 5 foot perimeter easement on the cul-de-sac of utilities?
That's correct.
So the hardship is the easement on, you didn't have the power easement.
The easement said the overall fact that originally this was a 2.5 acre parcel. We had to dedicate the 100 foot for Lone Mountain and then the 30 feet for Riley. So this is what really hurt us here.
This is the 100 foot there, for Lone Mountain.
But the easements are what brought us down below the
right. So I guess if you took out the power easement, would you need it?
I believe so. No.
No? And the cul-de-sac's already been dedicated?
No, the cul-de-sac has not been dedicated yet.
So you
it's dedicated could, with the parcel map.
So you could have to amend the parcel map to shrink that cul-de-sac. Would the county support reducing the size of the cul-de-sac?
That's entirely up to Public Works.
Questions?
Not until we hear from the public.
Okay. Carol, questions?
Yeah, I want to wait and hear it.
Okay, thank you. We'll probably call you back up after we open the public hearing. A lot of you here wish to speak on this item. If anyone, please, we encourage you to come forward, state your name.
Can you go and take a look at the parcel map?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Would you like to go on the record or you just want to look at the map?
I'm going to look at that first, then I'll go on the record.
It's okay.
Anybody wants to go on the record? My name is Gerard Page, PHEE. I live at 8695 Fire Mountain Court here in Las Vegas, just across the street. And on these lots, at the lot sizes, are these going to be single-story houses? Do you know, are they going to be two-story? Do you know that yet?
We don't know.
You don't know that? All right, and then the net on the surface area of the property that's buildable on, obviously, has been reduced by way of the waivers for the property and for the power lines. So I go on record saying that as a neighbor in this neighborhood here, I would not be opposed to this. In fact, I would say that you, my recommendation would be to you that you go ahead and you approve it. That's my recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terry Lewis, 4945 North Giuliano. And I don't have a problem with it. It's still going to appear that it's a half acre. You know, they're still going to, the easements are still going to be on their property. It's not like they're reducing it down. The only thing that I worry about is setting precedents for future.
Right.
Would be the only thing that I worry about. But as far as the easements taking out part of it, I don't have a problem with that.
Thank you.
I would support it.
Sue Burfield, B-E-R-F-E-L-D, 8540 West Verde. Just on the other side of Long Mountain. My only question would be, again, is it single story? And if they're going to be similar to the other homes in the area. If it's going to be something other than that, then I would be opposed. But if they're going to be half acre, more lots, apart from the easement, and the houses are going to be similar, single story, then I don't have a problem.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and maybe ask the applicant to come back up. Do you know, or does the county know, if this has been allowed in the past for waiver based on lot size being 2%? Is there 17? 5, what is it, 17?
17,580. I suspect we probably approved something that violated the ILA at some point, but not recently that I know of.
We have had similar ones approved in other areas based on the easements. Yes.
Do you have any concepts for your neighborhood, single story, two story,
I do not. They're going to be custom homes. I do have the owners here with me. They can collaborate on what kind of homes we're planning on building.
That would be great just so that the neighbors can be informed. Yeah.
Do you know if they're going to be single story?
Would you put your name on the record, please?
One of the owners of the lots. We plan to build like 4,000, 6,000 square feet all together, like garages and porches and everything.
Okay, single story?
Single story, 4,000 to 6,000 square feet.
6,000 on the roof, but basically the living area 4,000.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Any idea of the landscape designs for the neighborhood?
I don't.
And you've owned this for some time, right?
Okay.
Yeah, he's owned this parcel. I see there's a dust permit sign up. There was a dust permit sign up at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're anxious to get going. We have a drainage study. Our plans are approved by the city for the sewer. We're tying into the city sewer in Long Mountain, and they've been through a couple of reviews at the county as well.
Into the no-cut street?
Yeah.
Fun with that.
That sewer's pretty deep there, too.
Yeah, fun with that.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
I don't have any other questions, Carol.
I'd like to ask a question for planning. If you could just tell me, do we have any options that would allow us to get to the net lot size? I mean,
other than very creative surveying, possibly, with the orientation of the road.
Do we know what the road, what the entrance width is? I didn't see it on here. Like, can we shrink that a little bit?
That's the other thing, is to try to get an approval from Public Works for an alternate road
right.
dimension.
The only everybody else, it's precedent. I really don't have an issue with the 2% reduction in this instance because of the easements, but it puts us between a rock and a hard place with setting precedent of shrinking net lot sizes with other developers, and they look at this and then they come in and they say to us, oh, well, you did this for this one, and then we have to explain why we did it. And
the interlocal in this area too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, it's a rock and a hard place situation. So I would say if we could do something to get us to where we need to be.
Or if we knew if there's been prior precedent set for this.
Right.
And if there was a limit, like a percentage, if it's.
But that's what we're trying to fight.
Yeah, because that's our big deal, is that we're trying to keep things the way we have them here, and this is a tough one.
Yeah. I mean, how difficult would it be to go back and to amend the waiver to reduce the width of the, and possibly the depth of the cul-de-sac? I mean, because the size of the plot here, there's no way. Wanted to say 3 lots.
Well, maybe you could change this dedication of the spandrel. You've got 400 feet there. If they didn't count the spandrel.
Unfortunately,
you've been doing this you've been doing this as long as I have, right?
Yeah, we can't do that, unfortunately.
Is so there? Is there a limit? What clearance do you need for a fire truck?
As far as the radius of the,
you could get that
cul-de-sac.
Probably just prove it.
It's usually more than you expect.
What?
So would you guys be opposed to holding this for a couple weeks? It's on the 10th. What agenda is this on?
October 3rd.
So will there be another planning town board meeting before that?
Yes.
Oh, it is October 3rd.
So that's October 2nd. So if you were willing to hold this and go back to Public Works and see if they would embrace that, I don't see opposition from the neighbors. That would allow us to get behind it without having to rub up against the interlocal agreement.
Right.
Because we want to approve it, but at the same time with the staff recommendation of denial, you know,
right.
We don't want to send you there and you get denied, so if you come back.
If you could do that in 2 weeks, you wouldn't lose your time slot at the other hearing.
That's fine. We can do that.
Perfect.
The only reason staff has recommended denial on this is because of the interlocal agreement.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the actual reduction.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
They're in favor of it, as a matter of fact.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's kind of our biggest, that's our rub, that we're trying to stick with that.
Yeah, if that'll satisfy it, we can drop that down to 39 feet. That'll pick up some of that square footage anyway. It'll be very close.
Right.
Well, we sure really appreciate you try.
Yeah.
At least try it.
We'll try it, yeah. I'll go to Public Works tomorrow and see what we can do.
It was really nice of all the neighbors to come in too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was nice
to
see the support.
Can I ask a question? What is the interlocal agreement? How does that impact this?
You can ask staff that question after the meeting,
okay.
Or you can come up after the meeting's adjourned and ask that question. We can answer that for you.
Okay, are we done with public comment?
Public comment's been closed, so would we make a motion to hold the item?
Sure. Let me make sure. So I will make a motion to hold WS230495 Hernandez Pablo et al. And Hernandez Francisco for a waiver of standard developments for reduced lot size. And that's it, right?
Yeah, to attempt to increase their.
Yeah, correct. Increase
their lot size.
Yes. So there's my motion. I make a motion to hold it.
Hold it till when?
Our next meeting
October
2nd.
9th. And our next meeting is September 26th.
Oh,
correct.
September 26th, sorry.
Right.
And then they get to go to planning
October
3rd.
Right.
So yes, please.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for working with the neighbors.
Thank you.
And in the meantime, if we could task staff with seeing if this has been done before in the RMD interlocal.
No, I haven't sent applicants, but one, two, four lots on Jeff Shine, 2 acres. It's a family, it's like four sons. I couldn't get it passed down. I don't know, because of the interlocal, it makes it tricky on Long Mountain.
Right.
Because it's not been done in other areas, that's why, you know.
Yep. Item number seven on the agenda, any general business? Seeing none, item eight is comments by the general public.
There is.
Anybody like to make a comment?
General business is review previous year's budget.
Oh.
Ooh. Budget.
Well, I vote for a raise.
Yeah.
You're like, I vote for a raise. Give me a Starbucks every week when I come in.
Item number seven, general business, review previous year budget request and take public input regarding requests for the next fiscal year.
Yes, so you guys will say any of your wish list items, they'll go on record and they'll get placed to the budget for action.
All right.
I would like to make a motion.
We should have prepared for that.
For, well, we gives to.
We did get this last time.
Yes, finally. How many years did it take us to get that?
I was just gonna ask that, 15 or something.
But I was here, when I was here, it took us three asks. What was that, Allison?
Just for thank you gifts for you guys for our illustrious county. Gifts for us.
Limo ride.
What else do you want? Do we need anything else from our budget or, because we need to put something on there, otherwise they go.
Yeah, I mean, if you have any, it can be a park request, it can be something small in this room, it can be anything in this district.
It could be a park request.
I mean, it can be, it's probably not gonna happen.
I would request funding for code enforcement staff.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
That's what my wish list is, code enforcement person to help with the nuisances that happen with all the nonsense that's invading our RMP.
There's four of us, why don't we ask for four?
I also specifically ask for a larger budget when it comes to cleanup of the roads when we have these kind of floods. That's been a recurring issue when people come in, they don't want the developers coming in because they contribute towards possible runoff down Long Mountain. And I mean, where I live, it's still an inch of dirt and rocks.
No joke, we're going across Tenaya.
On the Tenaya?
It was a 100-year storm.
It's literally like a speed bump, it's solidified in the road, it's like a speed bump.
They'll get it. It was a 100-year storm, did you know that?
I get it, you know.
Sure.
I know we're not everyone number one, but.
I remember the last.
I could've had it cleaned up with my shovel already.
I know.
But it hit the whole valley.
Oh, yeah, they've been calling me all day, and I'm like, there's only so many people to.
Normally, it just hits our area, but it hit the whole valley, Anderson.
Budget.
I've got the code enforcement and the public works.
Yeah.
Are the two big requests.
Yeah.
And they're already doing some park maintenance here at Mount Crest and Long Mountain, that's already in the budget.
I would also like to put in the record, Boulder City did this, and they took their lighting and they made it down lighting only.
Yes.
And not expansive lighting, because right now, especially with all the new lights on the 215, holy cow, it's like.
School district bus yard that you can see from the ski, like how that ever got approved is beyond me.
The amount of lights that we have.
Like no one even looked at their plants.
Yeah, down lighting, for sure.
We need to change the lighting to low lighting or down lighting only so we don't have all this light pollution. That's why we want the rural life, I don't wanna look out and it's like.
And on your, on the street improvements where they do have to put streetlights, they're too tall.
That's true.
The 33-foot streetlight, it's actually the ones they put in on Lone Mountain under this upgrade.
Yeah.
If you will, they're way too tall. I mean, you could land a plane on Lone Mountain at night because there's so much light on it. And the other thing is the LED lights, people haven't really got accustomed to the photometrics with the Kelvin and it's just brighter, you know. All your new buildings you walk into with all the photometrics are way brighter than, so the codes haven't really caught up to the Kelvin wattage of the LED light.
Carol, do you have anything you wanna add to our wish list?
No, I want my.
It's getting bigger.
I want my own special person to inspect me.
Dedicated Carol person?
Yeah.
An assistant for Carol.
An assistant.
I'm out drumming up business, I need somebody to.
I don't know if it could be a budget item or not, but there's, I mean, our really only place to call is code enforcement and 311. And 311's a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you, how you craft a budget item.
So there is an app.
That we create.
Have you seen the app?
Yeah, the Clark County thing app.
Oh, let me see.
But again, when my neighbors are spinning donuts in the middle of the road because they just tuned up their 47 Ford and there's smoke, you know, it's like, it's okay if it's once a week, but it's every day, right? There's no, I've got on Facebook and I've reached out to Metro through the substation and I posted on Facebook and they're like, upload pictures, I send videos. They came by my house, they're like, well, we didn't catch them in the act, there's nothing we can do, right?
And there's one code enforcement officer from Summerlin to Indian Springs.
So I don't know if there's, if there's a budget item for a mail, like a mailer that can go out that talks about, you know, you're gonna be watched, there's neighborhood community, please, you know, do your best to not disrupt the neighborhood with your nonsense and squealing tires and I'm being childish when I say this, but someone can rewrite that a little more eloquently without emotion. But maybe it's a mailer. It could go out with the assessment, right? Like the turn around, don't drown slogan. Stick a card or something. I don't know. I mean, it's probably a waste of money, but.
Okay. All right. Or a website or something.
Something.
So have you seen the Fix It Clark County app? I mean, you're supposed to be able to take a picture, upload it, you know.
Yeah, they get
and
they get to it as they can, right?
Right.
It's Fix It Clark County.
Fix It Clark County. Fix It is one word.
That all really comes back to the whole same thing where you just need a bigger budget for code enforcement. One code enforcement officer from Summerlin to Indian Springs with all of the development that is going on right now along the 95 and everything else, like that's insane.
But I think this is the data that they need to request funding is they actually need when they get 47,000 fix-it tickets.
Well, is it when you have X amount of responses that come in via the app or the website or phone calls, that determines like if code enforcement can only get to, let's say, 5% of everything that's going on, at what point does it trigger hiring another code enforcement officer?
I think it all just depends on their budget.
Which the data that staff can go, here's a report on Fix It Clark County. We've had an increase of 7,000%
alone for that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got these items in on note.
How about somebody from planning moving over?
We're too busy running staff reports.
I don't think you'd look very safe packing heat on your
Oh, they get to carry a gun.
No, no.
Oh.
But Carol, okay. You can do that. You can go packing around. And
I think that was really constructive.
I'll borrow your horse.
What, anything else for possible consideration?
That's it. No.
Those are just very high on the list, though.
Especially, you know, the compliance.
Next meeting date is September 26th.
Oh, God.